This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Over the weekend, we saw Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports. He really unloaded on what could be a big, big change, a seismic change in the world of college football. So tomorrow, the Big Ten and the SEC athletic directors are all going to meet up in New Orleans, Louisiana.
The Lords of the Dark Arts.
That's right. And they are going to discuss the future of the college football playoff and kind of really what could be a landscape change for the NCAA as well. Because what happened last year was the 10 conferences that run college football and Notre Dame, they ceded power to the Big Ten and the SEC for the college football playoff moving forward and said, you guys can set the rules and play by the rules. We'll all have to approve it. But you guys are in charge of it now. And what the SEC and Big Ten are up to is we could see a college football playoff expanded to 14 or 16 teams by as early as 2026. So one more year of the 12-team playoff and then another round of expansion coming.
Ring every drop. Ring every last drop out of it.
Yeah. Well, playing by those their own rules and kind of setting the guardrails here, the Big Ten and the SEC, what Dellinger's reporting is that it could be a situation where the Big Ten and the SEC each get four.
Half the field of 16.
Automatic bids. Four automatics go to the Big Ten and the SEC. The rest of the bids, that goes to the other conferences where you could have two from the ACC, two from the Big 12. So the other Power Four conferences get additional spots, one from the group of five. And then if it's a 14 team playoff, then you get one at large, which is likely Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Or if it's a 16 team field, then you get three at large bids.
But if you're going to do it, do the three at larges.
Yeah, just go to 16 and no buys whatsoever.
Just skip it.
Because the top two seeds would get a buy in this format. If you went 16, you would have no buys, but everybody gets a home game.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
And as we saw the first round of playoff, home games are lit.
And people are saying that like this could become divisive within the world of college football. And the, you know, there's a quote in there of somebody said, you're going to alienate part of the country no matter what happens in this. Have you, Dellinger posted the, if you do like a rolling average of what this has looked like over the last handful of seasons, on average, the, in a 14 team playoff, if you just took the rankings of the college football playoff committee, the Big Ten would average 4.6 bids in a 14-team playoff, and the SEC would average a 4.7 bids, just if you just went by the rankings. And the Big 12 would be at 2.1, the ACC at 1.8, the Group of Five would be at 0.27, and Notre Dame would be at 0.45. So if you look at it in those terms, what they're proposing It actually, it would make sense for four automatic bids, yeah. right? Will it be like that every year? No, you're going to be, everybody would complain that, you know, Iowa would get into the college football playoff as the fourth best team from, you know, the Big Ten. And there was a third team from the ACC or the Big 12 one year that deserved to get in. But, you know,
that's where three at-large bids to me make more
sense. At a 16-team playoff, you're not alienating anybody.
No, at 16, point. Man, if you ain't there, you ain't there.
But where the alienating comes from is the amount of money that the Big Ten and the SEC would be getting.
Guaranteed.
Over the other two power conference teams. I mean, it's a lot of cash that they'd be hauling in.
When you're guaranteeing eight spots and, you know, 40 each, that's a lot of money, man.
Those things, I think every single person here is like, well, we knew this was going to happen, right? Like, you see this coming, the expansion of the playoff to 14 or 16 teams. Yeah. Do I think it's too many teams? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I do, but we all saw that this was coming down the
pipeline. The second we saw this, we were like, just get to it already.
What it could do, though, I think there are two big things that could come from this that Dellinger points out in his article. One is that this would force the SEC to have nine conference games.
Dun, 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 dun.
Because the SEC is saying, well, wait a minute. We don't want to play nine conference games because that would, you know, hinder some of our teams getting in. Well, when you get four automatic qualifiers, that argument goes away. And that argument is gone. And nobody can argue with that. And the SEC would then be open to playing a ninth conference game. What it also would do is, there have been talks that have been ongoing between the Big Ten and the SEC to have a matchup every single year. A crossover. This is something I've been saying needs to happen for years. There's a great way that you can do it.
Pool play it.
But yeah, you could sit there in whatever network, and they would go and they'd sell this off as its own television deal.
Yes.
And
it kind of becomes like an in-season tournament almost kind of a deal.
You would make millions, whatever network, if you had a draft where, again, you flip a coin, who gets the first pick, in which conference does, and then from there on out, you go, all right, Big Ten, you get home field, you pick who you're playing. And you go back and forth all the way down, you seed it out one versus one.
The Champions League does a draw live on TV where a guy reaches into the bag and pulls the name out.
The Champions League draw, but then you'd have the opportunity of Vanderbilt versus Oregon. Like, what I'm saying is, you go, nope, we put our best on our best, and we seed this thing down all the way down, the line.
I'm saying, you have like a top five in each.
Yeah.
And then you have the bottom five each, whatever. Like, you break it up into brackets.
You have tiers.
Yeah.
You have each conference says, all right.
Based on the year before.
We are going to... No, you don't always want to do that.
That's true.
Especially with the turnover in college football. No, you
projection.
You go into that meeting, and the SEC doesn't know what is in tier one bag for the Big Ten and vice versa, and you have like three tiers.
They slot their own.
You slot your own, and it's based on ADs and coaches say, mm-hmm. we feel we are in the top tier of the Big Ten, middle tier, bottom tier, and then you have those three tiers, and boom, you just do the random draw for each tier.
What if you're Indiana?
I'm so in on that.
And you come into this year, and you're talking spicy, and your conference is sitting there going...
Nobody would have put them in the top tier. They would have said no.
But this is what I'm saying. Not. And if you're Indiana, you go in there, and you pound the table like, no.
Yeah.
We are a top-tier team. Put us in that bag.
Google me.
And maybe there's a team in there that's a little down. Let's say it's Iowa. And they're like, you know what? We feel more comfortable being in the middle tier. And all of a sudden...
Yeah.
Nobody but the board knows who's in each bag. And then all of a sudden, somebody reaches into that tier one bag for the Big Ten. Indiana is up on the board.
Dude.
What?
You got
And then
me
they
on
have
this.
The season that they have, and they go down. Let's say they face off against Ole Miss, and they beat Ole Miss.
How about this? We do this in October.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a bye week that the Big Ten and the SEC say, we will not play on this week. So everybody else in college football, you get this week.
Mm-hmm.
This is a scheduled bye week across the board. We do the draw at the beginning of that bye week. And then you have the preparations. But then you know, like, Indiana at that point is 5-0 or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, no, they are a tier one team.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then you have the drop. Dude, there's so many ways that they can make this awesome.
You can sell the living crap out of this.
Yeah, the way that they're probably going to do it is like Ohio State will play Vanderbilt. You know, Oregon's going to play Mississippi State. And everybody's going to avoid each other. Yeah. But there's potential for it to be great. And that would be awesome.
Yeah.
It would be awesome to have that in the world of college football.
And if you're talking about seeding for the playoff, you win that game.
Yeah.
If you get put in a bracket with the SEC team, and you win that game, yep, that gives you a chance to be above them and have the home game.
The other thing that could come of this is it could alter conference championship weekend dramatically. We know that conference championship weekend is not going anywhere because of the fact that it means so much to the conferences for the television money that they get. But here's where it could be altered. And there's a variety of theories of how this could work that are out there, but one that is gaining some traction is, all right, the Big Ten and the SEC each have, you know, four guaranteed spots, okay? So instead of conference championship weekend, you had Oregon and Penn State play and Georgia and Texas play. Instead of having one and two play against each other, that week you would have the number four team play the number five team. So for the Big Ten, it would have been Indiana playing Illinois. For the SEC, it would have been Alabama playing Ole Miss. And the winner of that game gets the automatic bid. Mm-hmm. The next one, if it's a 16-team playoff, then that the loser of that game, if it's a blowout, you probably aren't getting one of those at-large mm-hmm. bids. You're probably sitting at home. And that, so then you could have a little bit more intrigue there. In the Big 12, right, this past year, it would have been, I think, at the end of the season, Arizona State did get the number one seed in the Big 12, right?
Yeah,
they did. But you would have had Iowa State playing BYU, or I don't know how their tiebreakers would have gone. You would have had either Iowa State play BYU or BYU play Colorado in the play-in game for the Big 12. I think that adds a lot more intrigue because the loser is not, they're going home.
It's almost weird. The in-season tournament and play-in tournaments in football also work.
Yeah. Yeah. So
putting more value on stuff matters.
In those games between the Big Ten and the SEC, those would be, for a large swath of the conference, you would have an eliminator game mm-hmm. like right there.
Yes.
Where it's like, you went head-to-head, you lost that game. Good luck getting in. So I think it could be, I think it could be good overall for the world of college football. I think that the power vacuum going to the Big Ten and the SEC.
We all know what's happening.
We were heading down that path anyway. But look, they're gonna run the world here soon. And there was also something buried in the Dellinger article over the weekend that the Power Four conferences, they really are starting to peel off from the NCAA because they may ask for control of the college basketball tournament too.
Yep.
Moving forward. And at that point, all bets are off.
Yep.
But you see the tournament may expand to 76 teams?
Yeah, that's where I think it's going to end up.
Get ready for it.
Yeah.
Get ready for it.
That's too much.